Hi, I'm John Shuck. My website is johnshuck.com, J-O-H-N-S-H-U-C-K.com, johnshuck.com. I'm a Presbyterian Church USA minister. I've served four congregations throughout my ministry in New York State, Montana, Tennessee, and Oregon. I am currently on sabbatical, but I am still a Presbyterian Church USA minister, and since everything is all virtual in this new upside-down world, I'm still doing my minister thing. And one of those things is to prepare a sermon on Sunday. And I had in the last couple of weeks. I took a couple of weeks off, but I'm back again. This is my first sermon since Easter. Today is Sunday. And I have notes. I've always just preached from notes, and I'm going to do it now. Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. We are still in lockdown, house arrest, whatever you wish to call it. I heard a report that my governor says the state of emergency will be in place until July 6th. More smoke and mirrors. There is no end in sight. Supermarkets are more and more regimented with amazingly well-produced signage telling you where to stand and how to behave. Don't walk the wrong way down the aisle. Make sure you don't encroach in another's space. The employees scrub your cart down before and after with magic solution. In the outside world, people are wearing masks even while driving alone in their cars. What's happening? It was raining yesterday. My wife and I thought to get a couple of things at the local Home Depot. We changed our minds when, as we drove along through the parking lot, we saw outside the store a long line of people, maybe 40 people, standing in the rain, waiting to get into the store. So why are they in a line, 6 feet apart from one another, in the cold rain? Because the new COVID rules limit the number of people inside. So in this upside-down world, it's healthier to stand outside in the cold rain rather than inside a warm and dry store. What about this brings the most sadness? What is the most despairing thing? And I do despair. I wrote this on FB the other day. Yes, Facebook. The platform that has been censoring, deleting, and banning people faster and faster in recent days. David Icke was banned on Friday. He's not the only one. We are descending into darkness. Darkness doesn't mean that we're dead. It means that it's dark. There will be no alternative voices on popular platforms to the elite narrative. We are being erased. I am telling you very clearly, the world you knew is gone forever. And now we are being prepared through social isolation, mask wearing, snitching, and blind obedience to authority and its media to an entire new way of being, a new robotic way of being, a controlled way of being. This is not about a virus. This is about control. There is no end in sight. Don't get lost in the fear porn of the virus in the media. Nothing the media says can be trusted. Nothing. Anyway, this is what I wrote on my Facebook page. This morning I awoke with a feeling I hadn't felt since my son's death nearly 8 years ago. In the days following his death, I didn't want to fall asleep. Because in my sleep, I would dream that he was alive and with us. I would awaken to the cold reality that he was gone. In time, that fear of sleep left me. It returned early this morning as I awoke with a start. I dreamt of a normal past life. I awoke suddenly to the realization that this new world order apocalypse, or whatever we'll call it, is the reality, not the nightmare. Will this new fear of sleep ever leave me? It isn't the sleep that frightens. It's the awakening. So I wrote that on my Facebook page, I think Thursday, April 30th. I'm not afraid of the virus. The virus is manufactured. I don't even know if it's real in a real sense. I have no idea what this thing is that they're calling COVID-19. It's a combination of all kinds of things. But COVID is a movie, the whole operation. It's a movie. Real people die, but we have no idea what's really killing them. These lockdowns will kill multi-millions of people eventually. But we're only told what this so-called virus is doing. We are told by the same movie makers who gave us 9/11. It isn't the wickedness in high places that causes the despair in me. It isn't the wickedness of the elites who have unleashed this psychological operation upon us that causes me to fear awakening. The despair is caused by the reactions of others who not only accept what they are told, but actively silence those who are searching for what is real and true. The despair is for the collective delusion of my fellow humans. We are descending into slavery in which every aspect of our lives will be controlled. We are seeing it unfold now. We're not becoming enslaved by force, but by our own acquiescence. That said, it is still force. This is a psychological operation enacted by transnational agents and personalities upon all of us. This has been planned for many decades, perhaps generations. We could resist it if there were enough people who could see this for what it is and simply say, we're not going to cooperate. And that may happen. There are people who battle tirelessly to communicate what they have seen and have discovered that is contrary to the media propaganda, and they will continue to do this as long as they're able to do so. But now this movement is being forced underground. As I see it, it will likely remain there for decades, if not centuries. I wrote this poem in September 2018. It's called For the Martyrs Who Bear Witness. For the Martyrs Who Bear Witness. If they tell you I suicided, it may be not because I killed myself. If they say I went crazy, it may be not because I was mentally ill. If I'm accused of doing all kinds of bad things, it may be not because I did them. If I stop talking about what I think is true, it may be not because I've changed my mind. If I end up vanishing from public space, I may be still found in secret places. If the world goes dark with lies and violence, look for the candles of those still bearing witness. We are now approaching the last stanza of this poem. The world is going dark with lies and violence. For the vast majority, for those whose minds are software programs, they will see nothing wrong with being fed, staying in line, obeying every command, denying their own humanity, and reporting on anyone who does not conform. You will not find the voices of the martyrs on the mega platforms, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc. These voices are being systematically silenced. Their contributions are being erased. You will have to go to secret places. You will have to go underground. In 2006, I started my blog, Shuck and Jive. So far, it's still online, shuckandjive.blogspot. I started it because I was made aware of a phenomenon called peak oil, and I wrote dozens, perhaps hundreds of posts on peak oil over the years. Few took it seriously, of course. Too depressing. Peak oil ultimately would result in a contraction of energy, economy, and population, leading to social and economic collapse. Peak oil was a driving factor behind the 9/11 false flag. We are now witnessing this global collapse. I used to wonder why they didn't get it. Why didn't our presidents and our politicians and our hotshot thinkers talk about this more and make plans for how we as human beings, and particularly Americans, who while 4% of the world's population consume 25% of the world's oil, what we should be doing about this impending contraction so we could contract with awareness and with justice? We should be going local. Instead, we are going global. The global elite have been thinking about this and planning for it for a long time. COVID is the implementation of this plan. COVID is a controlled demolition of the global economy. It is a contraction that is engineered to benefit the elite. These plebeians, the rest of us, who survive this ritual of transformation to the new reality, either will be incorporated into it, accepting all the elements of global control and servitude, or they will rebel and die, or they will be ushered into prison camps, however large or small they need to be, as we now see in Gaza. This is my despair. This is happening. The same people, by the way, who control the concentration camp, The same people, by the way, who control the concentration camp that is Gaza, are the same people who engineered 9/11 and this COVID operation. They are all part of the same cabal, the same cult of transnational agents and personalities. Read David Icke's book, Trigger. Hadn't heard about that book? Oh yes, you haven't heard of it because Icke was banned from Facebook and YouTube. He is not acceptable. Who he names is why he was banned. More than most, in my opinion, David Icke gets what's happening and who is responsible. He is one of the witnesses who's been telling us for 3 decades now what has been happening and what is going to happen, and he has been exposing these psychopathic monsters who are running our world. He was one of the earliest voices to show that 9/11 was a scam. His 2002 book is an important read, Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, 2002. Since this is a sermon, I should say something spiritual. There are particular challenges for the spiritual person. Spiritual is in contradiction to a software program. As David Icke points out, the vast, vast majority of people are software programs. The government and its media say, do this, then they press enter, and the people stand 6 feet apart, don their masks, and report on those who don't obey. A good rule of thumb is that those who are wearing masks today are software programs. Spiritual people, on the other hand, are feeling that this is not right. They're not sure what to believe, and David Icke and all the other so-called conspiracy theorists are causing significant cognitive dissonance. So what does a spiritual person do? How do you figure out who to trust? What to hear? What to explore? I think the first thing one must do is to develop an understanding of what is real. You need to answer these questions with spiritual awareness. If you do not understand the bigger picture, you will not be able to comprehend what is happening to us now. So people ask me, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, here's an answer. Get out your journal. Answer these questions with greater and greater depth until you can understand what is happening. Here are the questions. Who are you? What happens to you when you die? What is this existence? Who made it? Who controls it? What is the good? What is the origin and role of evil? What is the long plan of both evil and good? How do you see yourself in this plan? These questions are not easy. The answers are not provided by religion, science, or philosophy in and of themselves. These questions are yours. You, as a spiritual person, have no choice but to struggle with these questions. It isn't about being smart or educated or intellectual. It is about your heart, your soul. It's about you. If you're feeling cognitive dissonance, it's because your comprehension of reality is not comprehensive enough for this experience. That's why so many people cannot get what happened on September 11th, 2001. The elites blew up 3 skyscrapers in front of our faces and then said they didn't do it. How did they get away with that? Simple. They control the software programs that are people's perceptions. In these software programs, the reality of evil is veiled. Removing the veil is the spiritual journey. The ability and the will to remove the veil that covers evil is the difference between being spiritual and being a software program. Of course, you need an understanding of the good that is larger than evil to stay on your path, because that, of course, is who you are as a spiritual person. You are the good. One of the challenges is that we tend to want things to work out in our own lifetimes. In this particular experience. So I am going to be blunt. You need to be prepared not to live through this. Outside of a cosmic miracle, we will be descending into darkness and ultimately into slavery for decades, if not centuries. That's why it's important for you to have an understanding of you beyond your death or beyond this experience of reality. You may be doing your most important work after you are dead. Pretty crazy, right? Well, it's going to get crazier, beloveds. As this lockdown rolls on, and as the elites send us one psyop plague after another, terrorists, viruses, maybe monster hornets or alien attacks, and the vast numbers begin to transition into their new robotic existence, more and more spiritual people will start to realize what is happening. And they will look for spiritual compatriots, for guides, for witnesses, for martyrs. And these witnesses are saying to you right now, if I end up vanishing from public space, I may be still found in secret places. If the world goes dark with lies and violence, look for the candles of those still bearing witness. This is the long game, my friends. Don't fret the trolls. Don't let them get under your skin. They are software programs, nothing more. You have a soul. Embrace it. Amen.